Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website www.stjamesleith.org.uk.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the spirit of spontaneity, or being open to the Spirit moving us, so when Judith was thinking about the quiet prayers this morning, she was kind of moved to write something about being away here. Our loose theme today is being away from home, thinking about coming home. The reading is the prodigal son. So that's a kind of quite a nice wee juxtaposition. We're away out of our normal home setting, thinking about coming home to God. And I think your piece is a bit, gosh, I'm away from home.
At first, this is easy, I say, as I walk along the path. The ground slopes upwards, but there are no large stones to step over or rocks to cut my feet. I am sheltered from the sun by overhanging trees and a soft breeze smelling of wild roses and honeysuckle cools me. I can see the mountain. I can see it in the distance, above a wall that is in front of me. A high wall, but there is a door in it. All I have to do is to walk towards it, turn the key in the lock, turn the handle, and push the door open. Have faith in God's promises. What are you promising me, God? That the path will always be smooth, straight, and safe. That I will find berries to eat and sweet water to drink. That my body will remain healthy so that I do not limp on a broken ankle or miss the way because I am blind or lose heart because I can no longer hear words of encouragement. Actually, for the moment, to be honest, I have no idea what is on the other side of that wall. I still have my hopes and my dreams, but my feet are beginning to ache, and in my heart there is doubt, maybe even fear. I'm not even sure right now what I'm hoping for. I am not even sure I can remember my dreams. The top of the mountain seems covered in cloud. But I can't turn around. The only way is forward. The wall is very high. I reach the door. I turn the key and I turn the handle.
If I say the first word of each line of the Collect for Purity, maybe the rest will just come. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Who needs a sheet? So we come to the word, which is the parable of the prodigal son. And we were thinking about this the other day. We said, why don't we change this, the prodigal person, or the prodigal daughter, even, or child, or mother. Anyway, I forgot to do that, so forgive me. It's slightly longish. I've got it on my pad here, so let's do a thing in the spirit of corporate shared liturgy and worship. I'll just pass this round and read a bit if you want to read a bit, and pass it on when you think you've read your bit. And it doesn't really matter, you can read the whole thing if you want.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable.
There was a man who had two children. The younger of them said to the father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property between them.
A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and travelled to a distant country. and there he squandered his property in dissolute living.
When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything.
But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying for hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Treat me like one of your hired hands.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And then the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For his son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate."
Now his elder child was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has got him back safe and sound." Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him.
But he answered his father, "Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you've never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends."
But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him. Then the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours.
But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found." This is the word of the Lord.
How often, despite how often we've heard this story, how evocative it is. You know that line there that jumped out at me was the older son came and said, "What's going on?" I don't know what the Hebrew or the Aramaic would have been. What's going on? And what is going on is doesn't diminish. So I just want to sort of pick out just one little thing for us to think about first for a couple of minutes today in this subject of coming home. And because I always remember Richard Holloway, maybe I'll go into this wee gap here. Bishop Holloway talking about this parable very powerfully, and he had just become bishop. And he was talking to the clergy, and he said, there's two things that happen when you become a bishop. The first thing is they take out your backbone, and then they give you a set of wheels so that you can glide through the cathedral with your stuff on. And he said, he was mentioning that because powerful people move quite slowly. And the more powerful you are, the more slowly you walk. So it's quite important when you've got a cassock on, you have to walk quite slowly, as if you were on wheels. And the more senior you are, the more smooth the progress is. And that was, the point was, one of the devastatingly dramatic things about this story was the father ran to meet the son, which would have been, assuming this was a wealthy landowner type of, that seems to be the picture, a kind of patriarchal figure, then it can pass us by that detail was actually maybe the sort of dramatic apex of the story. The father ran to meet him. Okay, the prodigal person in the story probably experienced enormous highs and lows in his experience, even when he had got back to his home and was welcomed and then also rejected at the same time by his brother and so on. Just if you can think of what you've just been imagining, what were the qualities that made that memory important to you? And we'll just have 2 minutes with the people beside you. If you can think of anything interesting to say. And if you can't, then don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. For example, I used to love coming home from school. It's a kind of favourite childhood memory of mine. Everybody does. Right, just give it a couple of minutes and see what you can connect with there and share.
Thank you. until the end.